What's up, guys? So today we're going to be talking about my personal experiences with Skyrim and also the Oblivion game. I will say that at first I didn't really want to play those types of games because I thought they were kind of dumb. And when I was about, I would say, probably 12 or 13, my sister had gotten an Xbox for Christmas, and I already had an Xbox, but I didn't know about Oblivion at the time, and she had bought it, or someone had got it for her, and I tried playing it that one time and I just got so frustrated because I couldn't figure out how the game was supposed to work. I knew that it was a free roaming game and that you were supposed to do things like quest and stuff, but I didn't really get into the story. I couldn't figure it out. So I got really upset about it and I was like, you know what? I'm never playing this game again. Well, then Skyrim comes out and my friend is like, you should try playing this game. And like, I don't want to. I don't like those kind of games. And he was like, well, you're missing out. I play it all the time. He has logged in at this time over 100 hours on that game for the Switch. And it is ridiculous at how addicting that game can be once you actually get into it. I started playing it probably around 16, 17 years old, started playing it, and he was like, you know what, this is actually kind of fun. I got into the storyline, I got into everything, and it was great. Now, I will say there are some pros and cons to the game that I do and don't like, and we can get into those a little bit later, but right now, Skyrim is probably one of the best games that I have played for the Xbox 360 that I can think of besides Halo, even though Halo was actually originally made for the original Xbox, but that's not what this episode is about. So, let's get in with the podcast. Okay, so there are some things that I don't like about Skyrim, in a sense. I will say that the physics of the game sometimes are not always accurate and correct, because you can literally get on a horse and ride straight up a mountain like it's nothing sometimes, and you can fall from some small heights that aren't really that high and get hurt really easily, which is one of the things I don't like about it. Also, you can have followers, you can become the Thane of certain cities in Skyrim and have followers, and sometimes they get in your way, sometimes they take forever to catch up to you, or they just don't really do what you want them to do. I noticed that when there's like puzzles or something where you need to be in front of something to open a gate or something, they just get in your way and you can't do it. So that is one thing that I don't like about it. But also don't like the fact that the missions, or quest rather, are extremely difficult. Like, you can be going into the quest, you know, one right after another, but if you're not leveled up enough, some of the enemies are a little more difficult than others. Like, right now, I am stuck on a quest that I'm probably going to have to go back and do later because I'm only a level 6 right now, because I just recently got the game and started playing it again. But the missions or quests are really, really difficult sometimes, and that's another thing I don't like, but I also like it because it gives me a little bit more of a challenge. Some of the enemies you find out in the wild, like saber cats and mammoths and giants, Brigands, which are these weird tree-like creatures, they are also really difficult at any level. You can't really kill them unless you're a high level. So if you're level 6 like me, you might as well just try to outrun them. Because, I mean, there's no way you're going to kill them. Even with a follower, there's no way you're going to be able to kill them by yourself. But other than that, the game is really great, and we'll go into that segment next. Now we'll just get into the things that I do like about Skyrim. Now one of the things I do like about Skyrim is you can roam around. You don't have to do quests right away. You can actually go out. You can explore things, and that doesn't happen with a lot of games. A lot of games now, for the Xbox 360 or even any kind of game system really, it has a main story that you have to follow. But Skyrim is one of the very few games that kept getting made and came out for other systems that you can actually go and explore and roam around and see what's going on with the world. Like, you can go into caves, you can go into different cities, towns, you know, whatever, do quests for other people besides just the main storyline. They have in the menu a miscellaneous quest, which is stuff that you just pick up from other people along the way that you can do at any given time. Now, I will say you can do any other quest at any given time. You don't have to follow the main storyline. Like I said earlier, it's really difficult. Some of them are really difficult, so it's better to just do the other quest first, like the miscellaneous quest, and then go back and finish the storyline. But I mean, other people are better at the game than some people, and you know, you just do whatever you want when you want to do it. I also like that you can have a follower. Like, if you get promoted to Thane in some city from the Jarl, you can have a follower, like I said earlier, but sometimes they're just more trouble than they're worth and they get in your way. And they can die really easily, especially if you hit them by accident while in battle, they can die. Now, there are some that you can have that won't die, but those are extremely hard to find. I have found that out, and I have talked to some people who play Skyrim, and they just have given me tips on how to do better at the game. You can level up. But as you level up, the higher you get, the harder and longer it takes to level up. You can also have powers, which I like. Like, you can have electricity or fire coming out of your hands, which is, I know, sounds a little crazy and extreme, but I mean, if you're a normal person, you've probably heard of Skyrim and know what it's about. So I'm not going to really get into details about it because it's a game that's been out for years upon years. So, anyway, those are just a few of my favorite things about the game, and we'll go on to the next segment. Now, there may be some things that you don't know about Skyrim, such as the original game came out in 2011. That was the initial release date, was November 11, 2011, and since then, there have been loads and loads of facts that have come out on the internet since then about stuff that people may not have known. Like, when it did get released, it did sell 4 million copies, which is actually better than a lot of games that you see. Now, I'm not saying that it's the best, because there probably, and I know for a fact, are more games that have sold more than that. But, I mean, it has come out for almost every single system, from Xbox 360 to the PC to the PS4 and PS3, the PlayStation VR, and now the Nintendo Switch, which is actually extremely, extremely good for a game that's been out since 2011. Now, I will say that these facts that I have are not my own. These are just ones that I have found online. So, And you can find them online too, if you just look up. But there have been people saying that Skyrim is not the biggest map. They say that the Elder Scrolls 2, Daggerfall, and they say that that map is 4,000 times bigger than Skyrim, but since that game came out back in the dinosaur age, the graphics and stuff are not that good, so it could feel like that. But they're also saying that Grand Theft Auto 5 and Witcher 3 have bigger maps than Skyrim, but Fallout 4 does not. So, that being said, you guys can be the judge of that. There's also been around that someone actually named their kid Dovahkiin and actually ended up getting merchandise from the creator of Skyrim for it. So, I mean, if you want to go by that, then you can go by that. And the guy who voiced Mario, Charles Martinet, he actually voiced Parthenax, which is a dragon that is the leader of the Greybeards. And yeah, so he didn't only just do Nintendo voices like Mario, but he also did Parthenax and Skyrim. So if that's anything else that is of interest. Also, I don't like that. I don't like that people hate on Skyrim as much anymore, because I've actually gotten into it, but like I said, to each his own. You can do whatever you want because it's your life, and I cannot tell you what to do. So, I guess that would be it. Anyway, that's it for this episode, guys. I hope you guys enjoy it, and just let me know what you think. And we'll see you for the next podcast. Later.